Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention, is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Learn the music that matters to you with the Musician app. Musician has today's top songs and the classic hits that you want to learn. If you play or want to start playing guitar, piano, ukulele, or bass, it's easier than ever to learn your favorite tunes. Become the musician you always wanted to be. Visit musician.com/Doug to try Musician with a 20% discount using the code Doug. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Greeting Demons Wearing Hats. That was suggested by Ciaria Goble on Patreon. We've got lots of things going on our Patreon. If you go there and sign up and become a 420 Club member, you can watch bonus episodes that are called Doing Doug with Dabs. We'll send you a signed blue card. We'll mention your name on the actual show. So anyway, go to patreon.com/gettingdoug. We appreciate it. Also, I'm doing Doug plugs. I'm doing a countdown to 420 show at the Royal Oak Music Theater in Royal Oak, Michigan on April 19th. And my April 20th show this year is at the Wilbur Theater in Boston, Massachusetts. For all of my road dates, go to douglovesmovies.com and enjoy the show. Blast off! Here we are in the basement with an old bee and a newbie, as I like to say. It's Vanessa Gonzalez and Billy Wayne Davis!
We did it.
Yay! Nice. I think that deserves a quick air horn. You guys okay with air horn?
Sure.
Oh, so man, fun. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Why did I do that?
I don't know.
Damn it.
That was lovely.
I hate air horn, but I also have holding the air horn's a little better.
Yeah.
When you have the power.
Right.
But it still feels weird.
Does it feel aggressive?
It's yeah.
Like violent a little
it's
bit.
It's like yeah. A, being a DJ though.
It's
they
which
do
is dropping a fwa fwa fwa.
Yeah,
that's true. But the air horn like in a setting like this is it's not right. You know, at a party or some sort of yacht race, then go for it.
Yeah.
But
confined, it's like it's assault.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I think everybody in the room is a good case against me. But I'm excited to have you both here. Vanessa, of course, is a hilarious comedian, came out of Texas, living in Los Angeles now.
Yeah.
And how long you been in LA?
1 year.
And you like?
I like.
Yeah?
It's fun.
Right on.
Yeah, everyone's real nice.
And Austin's a great place to go back and visit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love Austin. Hi, Austin.
Hey.
Shout out.
Hey. I go there 4 or 5 times a year.
They and, love you there.
We did the New Year's Eve show together this last year, and I hope to do that every year. That was super duper fun. How's your baby, Billy?
He's alive. We're doing good.
Yeah. That is most of the, you know.
First couple
most
years.
Most of what you need to do with a kid, right, is keep him alive.
So, yeah, he's 7 weeks, and I think that's the main goal for the first 6 months, I think, is like, he's breathing. He's good.
You're doing everything right.
Yeah.
How is your separation anxiety as a road comic, like when you have to leave town?
Oh, yeah.
Has that happened yet?
Yeah, well, it's happened.
Do you feel bad?
It's been all 7 weeks.
It's not been that many, but I have called my agent a couple times to be like, I need to work because money. But it's...
Book me anywhere where there isn't crying baby noises.
It is, like, the first day is great. And then the separation anxiety hits probably late day two.
Oh, okay.
But the first day is like, your body's just like, just lay down.
Right.
And but you sleep. Still wake up every hour or so, and you're because you're thank God your body's trained to look after this thing.
Right. Yeah.
Which is it's a nice feeling.
So you don't know if it's a boy or girl yet?
We know, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, that's true. You got to teach it what it is.
Yeah. See, No comment. I don't have kids, but like, I hear parents, you know, they don't sleep much, but I feel like I'm just such a hard sleeper that I don't think a baby would wake me up.
I thought that too. Yeah. When it's yours, there's something in our bodies that's like, yo, you need to take care of that thing you made.
Okay, thing's awake.
And I also used to have like a weak stomach, like vomit or anything like that, would be like, well, I'm gonna do it too. And now, when you have a baby, all that stuff's coming out, and you don't have time to be like, ooh, this is gross. You're just like, oh, I have to take care of this.
Yeah, you gotta focus.
So, like, nothing bothers
you. Clean that shit up.
These weird things
you get superpowers, is what I'm hearing.
Yes.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. His X-Men superpower is taking care of his own baby.
Right. Being a good dad.
Yeah, you can't monetize it
at all.
That's
nice.
But speaking of taking care of babies, let's smoke.
Okay. Sounds good.
Do you get to smoke much? Under the circumstances, or?
No, not the, I mean, not
like
the
my
way
friend
I would
Brian
like
Posehn
to.
For the first couple of years after his kid was born would have to, you know, go out to the garage and just stand around smoking himself by himself in the garage. Said it made him feel bad. he was being punished.
I have a little wood or a workshop where I go, and I don't even smoke as much as I used to, as I just stand in silence, which is kind of nice.
Right.
Which is its own.
That's its own like, kind of high.
I'm just look like people are like, you looking at your tools? I'm like, I'm not looking at anything.
Just the floor.
I'm just being right
staring
now.
Staring blankly.
But this is exciting.
Well, the sativa that we've loaded up everything with today is a called Clementine.
Ooh.
Oh my darling.
Smells.
And the indica is called Family Secret, but it'll probably remain one unless one of you really wants to get into some
indica.
That's
a dark name.
Family secret.
This is a very dark name.
I usually do indica.
Yeah, I like that other indica strain. What's it called? Incest?
That's don't talk really... to that uncle.
That takes you to a weird place, though.
Yeah, I don't like any of the... I think all... Clementine I can live with, I guess, but I think all the weed names should be friendly and happy.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think we need these downer names. But also, there's so many names now that
who
can even keep track?
Yeah.
Yeah, who can keep track anymore? Are you still growing your own?
We grew outside, so no, not in the off season. I'm trying to build a little indoor box.
Oh, there's a season?
They want you. The plant responds to a certain time of year better because of the way the sun is.
Uh huh.
So. I'm gonna start germinating.
The plant is really concerned about daylight savings time.
Not a fan.
Yeah.
Messes that Monday
up
for
me. Why is the sun right there?
But like, usually I'll start germinating next month in April, and then you plant them in May, and then hope it all works out.
I don't have the patience.
It's not. It's really. And growers don't like me. Good growers don't like me saying it's not that hard.
Really?
Yeah, well, good growers do make the extra effort.
Yes, there's an art to it for sure.
But
like,
Billy gave me a jar of the stuff that he made, and it was wonderful and lasted a long time.
Yeah, and
we finally just ran out.
Great. I learned. Wow. You learn stuff.
It's fresh.
Well, like what I learned is like after you pick it, there's a whole other process you have to go through that you can ruin it that way.
Oh.
Yeah, it's. So you wait like 6 months and then you're like, look what we did. Then you're like, yeah, well, the next 2 weeks you could really mess the whole thing up. So I was like, oh, well, I'm glad other people do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll keep buying mine.
Because I got to go on the road.
Yeah.
Well, your weed got me very high. So that was the main thing I want from weed.
That's what I was going for.
Cannabis. I'm sorry. I can't get used to just always saying cannabis.
Do you have to say cannabis now?
There's people out there.
Where in the space?
Right, that to get mad about all those other words, marijuana, cannabis, I mean, weed, dank, because they, just think that since it's medicine, And those, and some of those other words, especially like marijuana, was sort of that word got thrown around a lot just to make it sound bad.
Like demonize.
That was a word that was used to demonize it, like, and try to, you know, that was an excuse to prohibit it.
Did the government
give it that name? Because it sounded foreign.
Yeah.
Oh, it did.
Yeah. I mean, it's the name, you know, it is a real name, but it's right. Just that's the thing they really cling to because it sounds more.
Marijuana sounds
weed sounds a lot cuter, and like you just have some growing in your yard. Yeah. You know, you go out and you pull the weeds and light them on fire to get rid of them.
Yeah.
Right. Just stand there and inhale it.
Yeah, you just burn them like the cops do.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Let's do your high history, since you haven't been on the show before, Vanessa. It's very simple. It's a one-question questionnaire, and it's you don't have to write it down. You just say it out loud. What's how'd you get started? How young were you? What was your first experience like?
In high school.
Yeah.
I started in high school. I felt like I was always like scared of drugs. It was my senior year of high school, so. The very end.
Did you drink?
I did drink a lot.
That's okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Started drinking at 15.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand. Yeah.
I lived by the border, so we would go to Mexico a lot and get fucked up. But weed, I was always like, no, I'm scared. But then I tried it and did it. And it was very nice, and I love it now.
Ever since.
Yeah, like since that day, you were like, this is my jam.
Well, no, I mean, I wouldn't do it as often. I feel like the past couple years, I started doing it more. Mm-hmm. Like, I would only do it at part. I would never buy it from, I was always like, when it's free, I'll smoke it.
So you did it like most people do cocaine.
Right, yeah.
We're like, I'll never buy it.
It's for parties.
Yeah, that's an interesting approach.
Yeah, and now I feel like a real grown-up because I buy my own. And
well, yeah, that was my deal for many years as a stand-up comic. When I first got into it, I would just always show up at parties or at comedy clubs with the other comics and stuff and just be like, where is it? You know, who's got it? And, you know, and after a little, you know, a few times of being like, people being like, well, we don't have any today, you know, you can't count on it.
Yeah.
That's when I started, you know, getting my own. And then
I think that's everyone. That was me in college. Like, I would show. And then,
yeah, you kind of ease into it that way, I guess.
And you're being
just
in
hitting
Texas,
up other people for it.
Yeah, I didn't know where to get it. Like, I'm like, who? Everyone's real quiet about it.
They should be.
Yeah.
But yeah, I eventually grew out of that and grew into being a person who people just give it to all the time.
A lot of people don't move on to that person.
No, I know, right? I could be stuck in that zone of having to pay for it all the time. And you know,
you went to graduate school.
It's a burden. It's a burden, and I appreciate. That's why I appreciate the people that join our 420 Club, because why should they give any money to anything that's not their own weed?
Yeah.
you know, that's got to be your first priority. But
that's
we have a list of names of people. Every episode we name people who joined the 420 Club. Daniel Bernardo did it. Danny Murray. This is a team, Bud Bully and Cannabis Kitty.
Hey.
That sounds like a... Interesting.
With a K, cannabis.
Interesting superhero
pair. Yeah, the bully and the kitty families really know how to name their children. Mm-hmm. They're into alliteration. Nick Feibig, F-I-E-B-I-G, Dan Cassidy, just Wilson, I guess the volleyball, famous in the movie Castaway.
Wow.
That's Tim Allen's neighbor.
His name Wilson?
Oh, that's right.
The guy who's, you only see his eyes?
Yeah,
Home Improvement.
Maybe that's
a sweet gig that guy had. Could go around in public. Nobody knew he was that guy.
He's the Daft Punk.
Well, he had a distinctive forehead, I think.
You think?
Yeah.
You think he got noticed a lot in public?
Yeah, do you think people were talking to him and they just look at his forehead?
I think I know that forehead.
Yeah, like they would go up to him like this, like, is that you?
Are you?
Hold on.
It's from the show.
Yeah.
Dylan Johnson, Joe Raymond. Simply Randy, which I wish was Randy from the Trailer Park Boys. That'd be funny. And then Brad Freehan. So yeah, all those people joined. Thank them for doing that. Thank you two for being here. How are you getting nice and high? Is this working out for everybody?
I'm still going.
It's nice.
It tastes great.
It does. It's fancy. This is probably the nicest weed I've smoked. I don't know. Probably.
It's not
is that
harsh
possible?
Either. Like there's a lot of Southern California weed now has a harsh aftertaste, which comes from chemicals.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I was just in Oregon. They were teaching me a lot of shit.
Oh, well, yeah, they'll tell you a lot of stuff in Oregon.
I didn't know. They could have been lying, but it was fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, that's one thing that I find fascinating is the kind of the notion of, like, when I travel around, people are like, well, the weed isn't good here, or, you know, or you go somewhere and they go, we have the best weed, whichever it is. Either way, I'm like, well, but there's still, you know, people growing weed in closets is perfectly good.
It's amazing. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And there's closets everywhere.
Yes. And they only sell to their buddies they trust. Right. So how do you know it's,
Yeah, so it's just funny. The competition kind of aspect of it is funny. But I guess, you know, people that make beer, I guess, have kind of similar, you know,
well, it's better here than is there. Well, Pabst is still going on that one ribbon they want.
Oh, yeah. And, they're holding on to it.
And pizza, you know, that everybody always loves to argue about pizza, like where the best pizza is. And I'm just like, it's pizza.
It's a good...
It's like...
I like that there's different kinds.
You're living a good life. Like, if you're like, this weed and pizza is not the best I've ever had. And you're like, oh, we're doing
it. I got to move to the town where the weed and the pizza's top notch.
I think if the weed's good, the pizza's going to be all right.
Oh, yeah. No, I'd eat fucking high school cafeteria pizza if I was high enough.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be...
Can you believe how gross that stuff was?
I just tasted it in my mouth. And I was like, I haven't thought about
that
in a long
time. Sausage was just like, just felt like just a bunch of hamburger meat just spread out on the...
It was weird because it'd be warm, but the top would be like when it gets cold.
Yes.
But it's warm.
Textures I've never experienced again.
Right. Because it's not...
Sorry I brought it up.
It's not cheese texture.
We got to get you on Dining with Doug and Karen.
Oh, yes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we just sit out and enjoy a free meal at the expense of a lovely chef or restaurant.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, we try to promote them, but...
I went to this barbecue place with them.
Yeah, he did it.
Prepared to talk mad shit about how this California Studio City barbecue place is going to be garbage.
Right.
And they got
I didn't know that.
Good.
Oh, well, I was
would have canceled you.
Just that, you know, that, exactly.
It was
just
someone coming in to talk mad shit.
Well, it was just that southern person in me. Right. It was like, these people can't know barbecue. And it was some of the best I've ever had. And I was like, and I even admit, I was like, I was so ready to just knock this. And,
right.
But you guys. And
well, that's
the guy
that's like, when you can say that.
Yes.
I was ready to hate this, but you fuckers.
See, with barbecue, I mean, I know good barbecue too, but I'll eat whatever.
No, it's the same. It's a lot of sugar is what
Right.
Mm-hmm. But barbecue's right there with pizza and weed. Like, people like to say that the best barbecue is somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everyone's got an opinion.
Kansas City, Austin. No, we put slaw on ours. We're like, I don't give a shit.
When you go to Austin, you get everybody in your ear about where the best barbecue is.
Right.
In Austin, yes.
In that one city, there's people that like think that one place is way better than the other.
Yeah. It's too expensive. That's all I know.
Well, yeah, I mean, they have, like, in Austin, they have a place where, like, you have to make a reservation and get in line for 2 hours. And...
$15 barbecue brisket tacos. I love it. Hi, Austin.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Well, this is going great, you guys. We're going to come back with some news and...
I forgot we were doing a show.
And maybe some dabs after these messages.
Hey everyone, this is Jesse David Fox, host of Good One, a podcast about jokes. I am proud to announce that I have personally won the Streaming Wars. And there's a new docu-special on Peacock based on our own Vulture podcast. Good One, a show about jokes, follows Mike Birbiglia as he develops new material, taking audiences through the process of transforming personal stories into stand-up. Featuring interviews with Mike's family and comedy colleagues like Seth Meyers, Hasan Minhaj, and Asko Akatsuka, Good One, a show about jokes, is streaming now only on Peacock.
Guys, are you looking to increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed that you've been missing? Get back to that feeling of always being ready to go with BlueChew.com. BlueChew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. They are chewable, so they work twice as fast as a pill, and you can take them anytime, day or night. This isn't just for guys who can't perform. It's for any guy who wants extra function to enhance their performance. Most guys talk a good
good game. But if you're one and done, Blue Chew can even help you follow through for round two. And you don't have to deal with any uncomfortable doctor or pharmacy visits. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code Doug. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code Doug to try it free. Hello! We are back!
Wow!
Enjoying some tea!
I know! That, we're real fancy British ladies now.
I can't do it.
I can't do
the accent. It would be offensive to everyone.
I can't do it either.
I
started it and
though.
I can't do it.
Let's do the rest.
It was
in
more
our
of a
fake British accent.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
That it movie's very believable.
Drive-by fruiting.
This is kind of like a tea party.
So Alicia's here to have some tea with us and discuss all the tea news.
I'm gonna spill some real tea today in the tea world.
But I want to do something first, if I may. I like to do a segment where I ask a question. Billy's done this. Alicia's familiar with it. Where I don't know the answer. We all try to figure out what the answer is. Then we find out what the answer is.
Okay. I'm ready.
The segment is called Marijuana Know Something. This question's got me stumped already. I read ahead.
Okay.
It's a short question.
Hit us.
What is the first movie to depict a toilet flushing?
I mean, if you don't know, then.
I know.
I do love movies.
The first.
Go to DougLovesMovies.com for all of my.
Was that like salacious when film started?
I think it's kind of like, you know, when was the first sitcom to let a married couple sleep in the same bed, you know? Like it took a while.
That is a lot
longer.
Like using a toilet.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, there's just random things that probably didn't appear because people were trying to be.
Yeah.
Or maybe there's the very one of the first movies ever made was Toilet Flush, and it was just like a silent film of showing a toilet flush.
It just says flush. So are we talking?
It took place in Flushing, the city.
Are we talking like you have to see the flush happen, or just someone leaving the bathroom and you
see,
hear
the
sound?
See, that's the fun thing about follow-up questions on this. I got nothing. I've got what was the first movie to depict a toilet flushing.
Was it Chaplin's?
Right, The Great Dictator?
Yes.
I think 16 Candles.
That's quite a jump.
Took a long time for it to happen. Yeah. But now I'm starting to think maybe it's something that was, you know, pretty famous, like not a movie we haven't heard of. Like some crazy like Hitchcock movie or something was the first one to show a toilet flushing.
You know what? I'm gonna go Citizen Psycho Kane. Actually.
Well, I was thinking in Psycho in the
bathroom.
In the her you know, in the murder scene in the shower. It's a shower scene.
Uh-huh. Spoiler.
She pulls down the curtain. She pulls down the curtain, but that would be funny if her hand also just quickly flushed the toilet. Yeah. Like maybe she had left something embarrassing in there before she got in the shower.
He's already thinking, he's like, you know what, I'm going to leave.
That's all they have.
She's like,
you know, just the curtain. Doink, 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 doink. Flush, and then she dies. That's her last.
I'm going to say the Beverly Hillbillies. Because they didn't have it, and then like.
Oh, yeah, because it could be a really old-fashioned toilet flush.
Yeah, I'm thinking, or is it a button? Is it a handle?
Or like outhouses?
How do you
Weren't
flush
those
an
in Westerns?
Yeah, but I don't know if they flushed.
They didn't flush. No,
flushing
didn't
is somebody else just scooping it out
plumbing.
And throwing it, I guess.
There isn't plumbing.
There's going to the bathroom is insinuated.
I'm going to go with Citizen Kane.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But there's got to be some famous-ass movie. You know, probably like the 30s or 40s.
An ass movie.
Probably wasn't. Yeah. Well, it was.
A famous
toilet
ass
flushing.
Movie.
It's probably from the point of view of the ass.
Oh. Like, I hope they serve beer in hell. That bathroom scene, rough. Anyway.
None of us have seen that.
That's good. Don't
and
do
by
that.
By none of us, I mean
dumbest.
Everyone watching.
I hope so. I hope that's true.
All of
it's
the crew,
not a good time.
All the.
The History of Violence.
Three
that's
crew
a good
members. Four.
I can't. I'm trying
I can't
to
even.
Think
I'm just getting mad about this now.
Can we look it up? Yeah, it is frustrating.
Let's look it up. Does anyone have the internet?
I bet it's 16.
I've got
candles.
The Ansel right here.
Ansel.
The Ansel.
The Ansel.
and Gretel.
Here we go. God damn it. It is Psycho.
Whoa!
How did we do that?
We.
Did you know?
What happened here?
Yeah.
What? Didn't I say it's an old Hitchcock movie?
Yeah.
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 All right, that's right. Yeah.
Wait, did you make these? Then this isn't
but now
a
I
want
to. Can we? Is it possible to go to the clip?
Oh, that'd be so cool.
I mean, we'd
let's just insert.
We have to do that in post.
Yeah.
But just throw in the clip, or I wish there's some way.
And a flush sound.
Or maybe I guess when I'm posting about this episode, I'll.
Taylor,
tell
did
people.
You find the clip?
I typed in Psycho Toilet in YouTube.
Ooh, here goes
Psycho Toilet
Taylor.
Flushing scene is the first thing that came up.
Well, what happens in the scene? Can you see it?
Here, I'll
tell us. I mean, because I don't think it's in the shower scene where she gets killed.
I don't remember that happening, but maybe yeah. She uses the toilet right before the shower.
But that's Hitchcock for you, like, because that movie's so creepily scary. And that'd be like such a creepy thing to have never seen a toilet flush in a movie before, but never thought about never having seen it.
I'm dying to know if it's a shot of it. Like, does something get flushed? I don't remember that being a thing.
Maybe she flushes right before she gets in the shower. Is it a scene like in The Fly, one character, The Fly from the 80s, one character flushes a toilet while another person's in the shower, and it makes the water temperature change,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which used to be a thing, I guess,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
Not anymore.
Nope, it's not.
Yeah, I always try it, and I'm like, that's not real.
See,
right?
I
yeah.
Hope that didn't happen in Psycho, because you should either do that to somebody or stab
or
them.
Stab
to do
them.
Both is, like, so cruel.
That's true.
Like,
but that would be a funny parody of this shower scene, is just right. Somebody just flushing a toilet. And
they just keep flushing it.
They're screaming because the water turned
up. Ah! Like, ah! Ah! Like, ah! That's what she screamed, really. Because the water's cold.
Any news, Taylor?
Yeah, she's like writing down whatever numbers on a piece of paper for her job.
She's writing down a bunch of numbers.
And then she tears it up.
Tears it up.
And throws it in the toilet and flushes it.
Yeah, see, that's interesting. Like the first time you could get it past any kind of standards, there had to be nothing to do with like pissing or shitting.
Right, nothing bodily happening.
Right. Yeah.
It's like
what a weird job for everybody.
Right?
Where it's like, nope, that's poop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of scenes where they're flushing weed, right?
Yeah.
That happens a lot. Yeah.
And eating it.
Flushing it
and then eating it. There's, but that was a thing they used to do in movies and TV was anytime people are sitting on a bed, one person's foot's gotta be on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't have like, sex if
no
you're
way.
Touching the floor.
No way.
That's physically impossible.
No, that was really a thing that they thought, well, if somebody's got their foot on the floor, how
no
could
way.
Anything bad happen?
Right.
It's weirdest things used
you gotta
to
keep
happen.
Keep yourself grounded.
Like it was part of the Hays Code. And I bet you the Hays Code also said you couldn't flush toilets. And Alfred Hitchcock was like, I don't care. I'm doing it anyway.
That's good.
It got worse as it went along, Vanessa. Come on. I appreciate you.
Just being nice.
Appreciate you.
That's all right. Voices today.
I mean, you with Hitchcock, you know, a few more years and like the next thing after millennials, they won't even know who that is.
Yeah.
So I will no longer get work at children's parties. Great.
That's a lot of your income.
How do you like that pipe, Billy?
I love this pipe. I haven't put it down.
It's fun. It's got a little water in it. It bubbles.
It bubbles.
What's that in it?
There's a cube in there.
It's a cube.
And like when you finish a bowl, you know that moment at the end where it like sparks? Because
mm-hmm.
You're finishing it? That spark falls down the tube into that square in the bottom. That's why the square is getting kind of gross.
How do you clean it?
It's full of ashes. We don't know how.
Let you know soon.
It's a mystery.
To try.
It's never been cleaned.
I guess if we just soak it long enough, in theory, that should pour out of the top.
Yeah, maybe if you soak it upside down.
Yeah.
If that's possible.
Swish it around.
Flip it.
It was said to me by, it was sent to me with some other stuff from a company called Smoke Cartel. And one of the other things they sent us, do we have it standing by?
Yeah, I didn't bring it over here, actually.
Should we grab it? Can you bring it in, Taylor?
It's somewhere in that chair.
Yeah,
it's a small chair, I think.
We're always doing a couple shows a day, so we didn't discuss which show we're going to do this thing.
So,
but there's Taylor Rizzo, everybody.
Yeah!
Early appearance by the Riz.
What a treat.
Show that.
So I have been trying to figure out how to use this like crazy because I stole this one. And I was on Instagram Live this morning and they told me one way. So I'm just going to give it to you guys and you just
let
me know what
you think that is, Billy. How do you think?
This is another marijuana know something. How does this work?
How does this thing work? And I do not have the answer on a blue card.
And the answer is still not going to make any
sense.
It's
for marijuana? Is that what?
Yes.
In theory.
We assume so. I mean, they sent us a lot of things.
I guess I'm not positive.
Yeah, they did send us a peach. Well, the peach pin had a marijuana leaf on it.
Oh, that's true. It was really cute.
I'm definitely signing this card that the answer is psycho. I'm going to sign that and mail it out to somebody.
That's amazing.
Is it like a one-hitter, like a hand cannon kind of thing? Where you put the, let me try.
See, that's
this.
What I thought it was, is one where, like, the idea is you really jam the smoke down your throat. Like an exciting hit.
Okay.
But I don't think that's what it is.
Goddamn impossible to, sorry about the language.
It's going through.
But it's like, okay, no, it fits. Now I don't know how to light it. You know what I mean?
Like, wait.
This is like the.
This could be a good segment on the show where we just bring in weed products where nobody knows how they work.
It's like being at Cracker Barrel and they have weed stuff.
Do you know how it works, Vanessa?
I'm thinking. See, it reminds me of like. I don't know. Like, do you smoke it like that and then you push it and then it makes rings of smoke?
Oh, so, a smoke ring maker?
Yeah, smoke ring.
Cool.
Like it's like.
Poof, I love that idea. Poof.
I think that that's probably more practical. That seems very whimsical for a pipe to be a smoke ring maker.
Like you hit it and then you push it through,
you ever see such
and
a
it's
thing?
Just like.
Is it for suppositories?
Weed suppositories.
What I thought is that maybe.
Good night.
Yeah.
Oops. Oh wait.
It
now
does
I'm just breaking
seem
it.
Like how you would put in a tampon.
Just the applicator, so for sure.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you smoked, or you put the weed in this side, and then smoked out this side, and then you, like, pulled it in to, like, pull all the smoke into your face.
Oh.
But did that work?
What I was told by other people...
It would be smoother moving if you did,
that's
if
what
that's
it
what it's for.
Like.
I've seen stuff that's like that.
What if these are just parts they had left over and, like, send them out, see what they
figure out what that is.
People told me you're supposed to fill this whole thing, the glass part, and then...
As you smoke it, you can push the ashes out.
Kind of like this one. I've never used one. Oh, this is so heavy.
Why?
Wow.
But then there's got to be somewhere for the ashes to land. You can't just be sitting there smoking and letting it fall in your lap or
just let the wind take it.
Yeah. Yeah, like, oh, is that one of the Avengers? Or was that one of the half of the population of the planet that just evaporated? That's what I didn't get in the Avengers Infinity War, is why the timing. Like, I thought he'd snap his fingers and it would happen simultaneously.
Right.
But, like, it takes 10 minutes for everybody to, and they all take turns, and sometimes one person's evaporating, watching another person do it, and they go, hey, what's going on? And then they start.
And they're like,
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens in the 3 hour sequel to. It's the culmination of 22 MCU movies.
Do you think it's this? It takes 10 minutes because sometimes he accidentally, like, he hears a song and he just starts, and he was like, if it was instant, he's like, I did it again.
Is it actually?
Like, I need a little buffer
to know that it's.
Oh, I don't know how much more movie there is before they finally. Are established who's exactly gone. But then people, that happened to people in the post scenes and other Marvel movies since then, so it's all confusing where everything's at.
Well, they can make it up.
That's true.
You know, like how they do in movies.
Then they can die and come back.
I mean, there's got to be some happy parts for if it's 3 hours long.
But how many flushing toilets?
It's just like the saddest movie they've ever made.
Schindler's List of Marvel movies.
This was sad, and I should not have brought my kids to this.
Well, that was what happened with the last one, is that, you know, half of the planet all died spontaneously, but you didn't get to see many people dying that weren't Avengers. They just went around from Avenger to Avenger, right. And they either died or didn't.
Well, they mattered more, I guess.
Yeah, because we're going to need those remaining
need
Avengers.
Yeah.
Also, it's supposed to be random, so it'd be funny if just randomly all of the Avengers could have died.
That is a random
if they're being picked out of a hat.
I mean,
no, but it all happened within the same time.
It doesn't have to be exactly half of the Avengers, you know? which I think it ended up being, but also, you know, I think everyone's noticed this already. The movie was came out a couple years ago, but...
Spoiler.
Seems like a couple years ago. But, you know, all the main Avengers survived.
Yeah.
All the ones on the first poster made it.
It's like how MacGyver always made it.
Because exactly.
His name was on the show.
Well, his name is on the right. show. You're right. Yeah. They are the Avengers. All these other ones, they've been recruited.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're later Avengers. They're not OG Avengers.
The Duke boys always made it because their name's on the show. I remember when I was old enough to be like, it's going to be all right, man. Calm down. They got to keep making shows.
Yep.
No, it's like
but then MASH came along and ruined.
Oh.
Ruined the idea that just because somebody's a character on a show, they couldn't die.
Because they died.
Yeah.
Spoiler for MASH.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for the all those great pod topics.
Absolutely.
And, we'll
we learned how to use a pipe.
We'll see you next time, Alicia. And maybe Taylor will give up some of his time. We'll be right back.
Jury selection continues this week in a Manhattan courtroom where former President Donald Trump is on trial for falsifying business records. Prospective jurors were asked 42 questions aimed at determining whether they can be fair and impartial, such as, can you be fair and impartial? Have you ever been a Boogaloo boy or in Antifa? And what podcasts do you listen to? Trump's required to be present in the courtroom for this trial that could last until June, and he's been talking to reporters before he goes into the courtroom.
I should be right now in Pennsylvania, in Florida, in many other states, North Carolina, Georgia, campaigning. This is all coming from the White House because the guy can't put two sentences together. He can't campaign. They're using this in order to try and win an election.
Donald J. Trump in court this week on Today Explained, every weekday, wherever you get your podcasts.
ButcherBox delivers healthy 100% grass-fed and grass-finished beef, free-range organic chicken, and heritage breed pork right to your door. All ButcherBox meat is free of antibiotics and hormones and humanely raised on open pastures. This month, ButcherBox is offering the ultimate breakfast bundle. This includes 2 packages of bacon, 2 pounds of breakfast sausage, all free in your first box. Their bacon is some of the best bacon you'll ever have. It's Whole 30 approved, uncured, nitrate and sugar free. The sausage is a healthy, authentic version of classic style pork sausage, simply seasoned with salt, pepper, and sage. Right now, new members will get 2 packages of bacon and 2 pounds of breakfast sausage added to your first box for free. Plus, you get $20 off your first box. Go now while supplies last, as this is a limited offer. I love trying ButcherBox. Using the website was very informative. I was able to compare all different options and create a custom box with all the things I love. And the meat was so fresh and delicious. Get the ultimate breakfast bundle. That's 2 packages of bacon, 2 pounds of breakfast sausage for free in your first box. Plus $20 off your first box. Go to butcherbox.com/Doug or enter the promo code D-O-U-G. That's butcherbox.com/Doug, promo code D-O-U-G. Peanut butter, a classic staple that has always been a favorite flavor of many from lunchtime to snack time. We all enjoy it in our own unique way, but what if we could improve upon a classic? Pop Chips Nutter Puffs have taken everything you love about peanut butter, all that joy, all those memories, and packed it into one perfectly snackable puff. Now that's peanut butter! Nutter Puffs is the latest craveable creation from Pop Chips, a brand that knows a thing or two about snacking your heart out. Nutter Puffs are crispy corn puffs coated in real peanut butter and packed with 5 grams of protein per serving for a snack that's as satisfying as it is sensible. Made with simple ingredients, it's the simple joy of peanut butter in every bite. My favorite thing about Nutter Puffs is how light of a snack it is. Having some in the afternoon gets me by without making me feel too full. Stock up on Nutter Puffs today. Go to amazon.com/popchips and use the code 20Doug, that's the number 20 plus Doug, at checkout to get 20% off your order of Nutter Puffs. That's amazon.com/popchips with special code 20Doug. We're back. Let me put on my safety goggles because this basement is a crazy place when this gentleman shows up
It's the dab master.
That's me.
Of used to be of Southern California, but now it's of Southern and Central California.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're expanding.
Nice.
And or the universe, I forget what the official thing is.
We are in space.
But it's Taylor Rizzo.
Yay.
Nothing. During that last segment with Alicia, I was thinking about when we really talked about that pipe for a long time without describing it to the people who just listened to the show.
Well, they'll understand the confusion.
So what they're picturing will be really interesting.
Yeah, draw what you think they were talking about and send in your submissions.
How small do you think it was? Yeah. Or how big?
How high are they? They don't know what a pipe is.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's not just a normal...
But it seems to me, to get back to it, do we still hear?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to come down on this product because I'm sure it's going to work great for somebody. But it feels like you have to put a lot of weed into here to make it work or whatever. Here's a great idea I just had.
The indica.
I'm going to shove some indica in there.
Okay.
Because I don't want to smoke it.
maybe the family secret is how that fucking pipe works.
Wow, we're finally putting them together. And so the idea, I think, is you're supposed to just, you know, fill it up with weed, probably ground up weed. Yeah. No?
They're
you
like,
can do that.
No.
Why can't you do it like that?
Yeah, you think it should go in this end?
I don't know.
No.
Alicia, your sentence over. Yeah, it just seems like all of this seems very weird. Like, I don't get it. But I bet you maybe the people who made it would come along and go, no, it does this. And you'd be like, oh, shit, that's cool.
Yes.
There's got to be a YouTube tutorial.
But sometimes things are just dumb.
Or, yeah, they show you how it is, and we're like, oh.
Yeah, that's what we found.
That's
worse
than we thought it was.
Yeah. But, all right, so the idea that I think it is that you really fill this up, and then the idea is you're smoking it here, and as you go, you push this forward, and the ash comes out. So let me get my poke bowl.
Okay.
So I can... go right into there.
It's like a fancy.
Which, by the way, you'll be able to get a free one of these from the Pokeball people if they figure out what your Twitter handle is.
Okay.
It's a great product.
What is it?
Oh, my Twitter is Vanessa.
See what I mean? It's always, you gotta put some effort into figuring out what people.
Vanessa
Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Okay. On at Twitter.
@Twitter.
All right, so. Reach out to her, Pokeball, and anybody else that wants to compliment her on the great job she did here today. Yeah. Have you guys continued to smoke during all this? Have we forgotten to smoke?
No, we're smoking.
I think I'm taking a hit in a minute.
I'll do it.
All right,
as
well.
Here
we go.
Let's do that. Well, he's doing. Does it work?
It looks like it works.
Well, I mean, it's certainly, it's functioning as a pipe.
Yeah.
And then you just push the...
But any clear tube can function as a pipe, if we're being honest.
Right.
That's very true. Yeah.
So,
but they manufactured these.
The first time I smoked was through an Ethernet cable.
Okay. Well, that explains
that's
why
creative.
You can get real creative.
That's
why
very creative.
That explains why we're about to hit this robot you
brought.
I
like smoking through technology.
Okay, so I did this show.
Did you say queso? Because I'm hungry.
Yeah. I don't know.
Talk him through it. I'll keep working on this thing, and you talk him through this, Taylor.
Hit me with it.
So I did a private show for this dab company in Eugene, Oregon.
Okay.
And they had this backstage, and we couldn't figure out how to make it work.
Really?
Yeah.
It's very easy. There's a little cap in there that heats up.
Okay.
And so you basically just preload it with whatever size dab you want. I gave you a small to medium size one.
Okay.
And then basically...
Oh, you want a big one?
Yeah.
Just cap
this
guy.
Give him a big one.
All right.
Or I could do that one or whatever.
No, I'll do the big
whatever
one.
We'll just double up on it.
Vanessa, do you think you're going to want to try this? Don't feel obligated.
I feel tentative.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, that's where people are usually at.
It looks like some science lab shit.
You're right.
I want to watch.
This is the least scary of these kind of devices, too, by the way.
Turns green.
So basically, I'll just press this button. It'll go red when it's heating up, and when it goes green, it's good to hit. You don't have to pull the cap off or anything. You just do your thing,
Okay.
Very simple.
Now, I have a question. What is a dab?
It's the extracted THC material from the plant. And so it's basically the chemicals that get you high from weed without the actual plant fibers.
Okay.
So you don't have to light it on fire and combust the actual plant materials. So it's a little bit cleaner of a high and...
Okay. And like super intense?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little more fast acting. Good. It's a little more like body engulfing.
It did just engulf my whole body.
You're engulfed.
Surrounded.
It tastes really good too. And it's smoother. I just interrupted.
No, it's.
But I just did it.
And how do you feel?
Fantastic.
There you go.
I don't do it a lot because it can mess your tolerance up.
Yeah.
So in what sense?
Like,
you just want that instead of just regular.
Yeah, I like flour and I like that whole ritual of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like, I like this for like a special occasion because it's a lot.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it is an assistant with tolerance. Like if you're an everyday smoker and your tolerance start to go down a little bit, it's good
we're doing the same thing essentially, but I do it the other way around. I'm doing it when I do it. It's because I want to break it up and get really, higher than I can just sitting around smoking,
And it is a little bit of a different
but I don't
high,
do it. So. I'm not great at it yet. It's like you build up, all these things I think you can build up a tolerance to. Like it's all about just being able to quit or change it up. Or...
It's dedication.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I feel
I think
dedicated.
I went like 7 or 8 hours a day on a day recently without smoking, and it was pretty fun when I smoked that day.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll take a couple of days off.
Couple days?
Mm-hmm.
My hero.
Well, your voice got high again.
I have two kids.
He was missed out fire again.
Wow, you have all sorts of mutant abilities.
Yeah.
You are a super, super hero. So anyway, I've been pushing the ash out, and that seems to be working, but I don't feel like that's saving anybody any time or trouble, or I don't get it.
Yeah, is there like a...
What's that middle button?
Would this be...
Yeah.
Like if you're at a concert, I don't understand.
I wouldn't think so.
What the function of
this
is.
Just push the ash into the back of the neck of the person.
Somebody's sitting in front of you. Mm-hmm. It's I don't know. It does seem not practical at all.
I mean, a lot of.
I think it just seems that. I think it really does something cool. And I appreciate that it gave me one.
I'm not negative on it. I'm just.
It hits, that's
for
sure.
A positive, confused experience.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Could this. Nope.
You fucked it up. Nope. You just fucked
I thought,
it up.
As soon as I put it on, I was like, nope, fuck, this is not what I thought it could do. I thought maybe you could. I thought maybe you stored the weed, but then there's two holes. Fucking.
Oh no.
Oh, a storage thing?
I thought you could smoke it and store it, but you can't. Also, it's glass, so you can't really carry it a lot of places.
Hey, we wouldn't have known if we had a
We Edison did.
You never know when we're going to stumble upon an old smoking store.
Oh, shit.
They sell them at the local smoking store. Well, this has been so damn delightful. We won't make you do a dab today, Vanessa.
Okay, thank you.
Or you could do it off camera afterwards. That happened recently, and it made me very happy, but I also respect that person's privacy.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was the cool thing about it. Is
I'll
that,
do it off
you know,
camera.
It was Michelle Obama.
What?
Yeah, it was weird. She came on here, refused to smoke the whole time, but then did a dab after we were done.
She's a hip lady.
Yeah. Yeah, she's great, and this was great, and I want to get to your plugs, because you guys got some.
Yes.
Yeah. April's going to have a special on HBO Latino. That's the HBO that I always have to skip over
you
because I'm like,
April.
I can't. Did I?
Yeah.
I was like, weird.
Oh, I'm sorry. The special's coming out in Vanessa.
I was like.
At least that's the word April at least was there.
Right.
On a show a few weeks ago, I said called somebody by a completely wrong name.
But yeah, I'll be on HBO Latino. You don't watch that one, right?
No, you know, that's what happens. I was so excited to get to my stupid joke about, it's not even really a joke, just a comment on how it's the HBO I don't watch because it's all in Spanish.
Well, the like, set it's will just, be in
but
English.
It's kind of fun, like, when you know, you hit on regular HBO, it'll be like War of the Planet of the Apes, and then I'll jump forward to Latino just to see how the voices sound, like, you know, how
that's pretty awesome. You can learn Spanish that way.
Exactly, but...
It's a hard way to learn Spanish. Yeah, there's easier ways to learn.
Yeah, I would know French, with the number of French films I've seen, I would know French if just reading subtitles and listening to it taught you in any way at all.
Yeah. Right.
The subtitles just—it's like GPS. You don't have to know where you're going. The subtitles are just—you know—they're just there.
What?
The so you don't have to know how to read maps.
Listening to the words. Right.
The set will be in English, though. So.
Perfect.
You can watch it.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
so
I guess...
during your set, if people switch on, they'll be like, "I can understand Spanish."
Yeah. They'll be confused because they'll be like, "I get."
People will be crazy.
I know what she's saying.
And a half-hour Comedy Central special towards the end of the year, VanessaComedy.com, and Billy Wayne Davis. I'm so excited about these, and we've only got a few seconds to plug them. April 19th, you're at the Steeple in Ferndale, California.
Yes.
And April 20th, you're at Savage Henry Comedy Club in Eureka, California. That's great. I love that area. I did some shows last year. And on the 19th and 20th in Northern California, and it was great. And
it's my favorite part of the country.
You're going to have fun, man.
I love
it. That's going to be super fun.
Thank you.
You taking the baby?
No, I'm doing a special. I'm recording a special at the Steeple on the 19th.
Yeah.
Boom! Have you always wanted to learn how to play a musical instrument? Traditional lessons can be too rushed, pressured, and expensive. With Musician, you can learn guitar, piano, ukulele, bass, or singing at your own home, at your own pace, and for a fraction of the price of traditional lessons. Become the musician you always wanted to be. Visit musician.com/Doug to try Musician with a 20% discount using the code Doug.